Even as I lifted my staff to call up more light, my brain was paddling up the logic stream. Vittorio had seen us making a break for it, or Cowl had, though again I had to remind myself that Cowl's presence was still theoretical, however well supported by circumstantial evidence the theory might be. Killing the lights wasn't going to be a hindrance to the vampires or to the ghouls, which meant that he was trying to hamper us people. Sinking the cavern into Stygian blackness would make Marcone's troops almost impotent, hamper and slow any of the escaping thralls, therefore slowing the vampires apparently intent upon protecting them. My staff hadn't been made to produce light, but it was a flexible tool, and I sent more hellfire through it as I lifted it overhead to light our way, sending out red-orange light in the shape of the runes and sigils carved into the staff out over the darkness. And, just as I did, I realized what else the darkness would do. It would force the humans to produce light. Specifically, it would draw the response from wizards that being sunk into darkness always did. We called light. By one method or another, it was the first thing any wizard would do in a situation like this one. We'd do it fast, too, faster than anyone without magic could pull out a light of his own. So, as my staff lit up, I realized that I had just declared my exact position to every freaking monster in the whole freaking cavern. The darkness had been a trap designed to elicit this very response, and I had walked right into it. Ghouls let out howls of fury and surged toward me through 100 rune-shaped scarlet spotlights that glinted on their bloodied fangs, their talons, those horrible, hungry, sunken eyes. Guns roared all around me, splattering the nearest ghouls into black bloodied slurry. It wasn't enough. The creatures simply surged forward, being torn apart until Murphy's gun clicked empty. "Reloading!" she screamed, ejecting the weapon's magazine, hopping a step back as the ghoul she'd only wounded continued toward me. Marcone's gun roared and that ghoul went away, but when he pumped the weapon, it clicked on an empty chamber. He dropped it for the little submachine gun clipped to his harness, and for a second or two, it cut through ghouls like a scythe, ripping in a great horizontal swath, and then it ran empty. I stepped forward as another wave of ghouls bounded over those the gunfire had held off. Murphy and Marcone had bought me time enough for the spell I'd been forming in my mind to meet with my will and congeal into fire. I whirled the staff overhead, and then brought it down, gripped in both hands, striking its end to the stone floor as I cried,
"Flammamurus!"
There was a cracking howl, and fire ripped its way up out of the stones of the floor. It rippled out from the point of impact in a line running 30 or 40 yards in either direction, a sudden fountain of molten stone that shot up in an ongoing curtain 10 or 12 feet high, angled toward the ghouls charging us from the far side of the cavern. Blazing liquid stone fell down over them, among them, and the oncoming tide of screaming ghouls broke upon that wall of stone and fire with screams of agony and, for the first time, of fear. The wall held off fully half of the ghouls in the cavern and screened us from Vittorio's sight. It also provided all the humans with plenty of light to see by.
"Hell's bells, I'm good," I wheezed.
The effort of the spell was monumental, even with the hellfire to help me, and I staggered, the light vanishing from the runes of my staff.
"Harry, left!"
Murphy screamed. I turned my head to my left in time to see a ghoul, half of its body a charred ruin, slam Hendrix aside as if the huge man had been a rag doll, and throw itself at me, while two more leaped over the group from behind and tried to follow in its wake. I was pretty sure I could have taken the ghoul, provided he wasn't much heavier than a loaf of bread and had no idea how to use those claws and fangs. But just in case he was heavier than he looked and competent at ripping things apart, I flung up my shield bracelet. It sputtered into life for a second, and the ghoul bounced off it, and the effort it cost me nearly made me black out. I fell. The ghoul recovered and thrashed toward me, even as I saw Thomas appear from the ranks of vampires and thralls and attack its two companions from behind. My brother's pale face was all but glowing. His eyes were wide with fear, and I hadn't ever seen him move that fast. He hamstrung both of the other ghouls with the blades in his hands. Well, if hacking through three quarters of the leg, including the thick black thigh bones, could be considered hamstringing, he left them on the ground while the other wraiths tore them to pieces. Thomas leaped at the lead ghoul. He wasn't fast enough.